welcome to A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith, where significance blooms in athletics and sports. Well, I want to start off by sharing a new commercial, and it is for A&A Athletics and Village Safety Training Center. And it is owned by Ava Amaker, and I really have watched her grow this company and have actually used her with some of my other clients. And so it was established in 2019, which is combined of her two passions of love and sports and love of health and well-being. And so what she does is that she enhances operations and processes for sport organizations and facilities that host athletic events, provide training to coaches and administrators in risk management. When I tell you, have you ever sat beside someone who has a whole different perspective of the game? When you sit beside Ava, you're not really watching the game. You're learning where the exercises are, where we should be going if there's something, where are the announcements. I mean, I thought I was bad, but she's got me beat. But, you know, that's her calling. It comes to her very naturally. And she can help you avoid any other disasters. And so, it's you know, and I've seen her actually help individuals and provide instruments to help their processes much, much better. And so, you know, if you have a need for assessing your organizational plan, your risk assessment, designing policies and procedures and action plans, oh, my goodness. This is what she provides, you know, in the area of customer, parent, first responder, vendor and service provider. I mean, again, she opened my eyes up to a lot of things. Actually, when I met her, she was in training at, I think it was Michigan, for oh, my goodness, my brain just went dead. It was something, what was it called, online security? No. What was that that we everybody was talking about right after 9/11? Jamila, help me. But she was getting training for that. And I knew no athletic administrators who had been trained in that area. Yeah, no, not cybersecurity. Homeland security, that's what it was. She was getting trained on homeland security process. And again, I had not seen. And so guess what? If she's got the training, she can certify you. That's what I love about it. And so A&A Athletics really is the way to go if you want to make sure that you cover from a risk management perspective. And so I invite you to go to, let's see, I'm going to go to the website or just the email. We're going to send you to the website so you can see all the other great things that she has going on. So, well, she's got a Facebook page, Villagent AD. She's got a Twitter page, Villagent AD, VIGILANTAD. She's got a LinkedIn page with the same name, Villagent, VIGILANTAD. Got an Instagram. Guess what? Villagent AD. And then her website is VillageantEtc.com. And she also has some assessments to let you know what you actually really need. And again, so A&A Athletics and Villagent Safety Training Center is something that you need to have on your virtual Rolodex before you need it, to be very honest with you. And this is what I try to do. I try to provide resources for you to be successful and significant. This Friday and Saturday, July 29th and 30th, Athletes Making Moves is live with the NIL Combine. And I'm excited about it. I even got a whole new notebook so I can just flow with this information. And it's some top individuals. And I'm not saying I'm a top individual, but I am emceeing a panel on Saturday. I'm the top of the show at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and talking with some of my friends, okay, about how they are dealing with the name, image, and likeness on their campus. And, you know, if you're a little frustrated, a little like in the clouds about it, guess what? Yeah, not by yourself. Because the NCAA has left it to each state to do. And so those who are in high school have been, not in the dark, but on a serious holding pattern. And I just noticed where some institutions or high schools are going ahead and allow them to do so. So if you were on the side, I don't want to touch it, I'm not going to buy, I don't have my head in the sand, guess what? You're going to have to embrace this. I do believe that she thought that she was just going to have 100 folks, and she filled up really fast because institutions bought tickets for their student athletes. I thought that was wonderful. So she did open it up to 250 people. So go ahead and get your ticket. It starts Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. East Coast folks, that means 11 o'clock our time, to 4:30, which is 5:30 our time. And if you're like me, I'm blocked off the time. I'm going to close my door. And, again, I'm all about growing. And this is a topic that we must embrace. We must embrace. Because it's gotten away from some folks. Yes. And if you in education, you've got to be able to educate yourself so you can educate your student athletes, and most important, so you can influence the decision makers on your campus about the best way to serve our student athletes in this area. So how to get your tickets? You go to athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL Combine. And I have seen this young lady, she actually spoke to our Vance Academy about 2 weeks ago, and it has been fantastic. And here's the point. She comes from a lawyer standpoint, okay? Last week we had an insurance agency, personal wealth management, talk about NIL, but this time we're going to have someone who has cultivated a group of individuals from a wide range of areas to help us navigate this name, image, and likeness. Hey, again, I love. I'm doing it now. Yesterday, I got to give a shout out to Jake, AD's educational podcast. He told me, you know, he's going to record me, and, you know, I thought it would be like 3 months later that I would be live. Well, my podcast is live already, and it was a great conversation. And many of my current clients have already been on the podcast. And to be honest, I asked him if he wanted to advertise in the magazine. And he said, well, I don't know what, I really don't want to know what his response to that was, but he invited me on his platform. And it was great because he asked me a lot of questions that people asked me. So if you got some questions for me, go ahead and just listen to that podcast. I might have already answered it on him about athletic administration, about the tools for a brand new AD, how to deal with the social causes that's surrounding athletics today, and some of my services that I do by offering staff retreats to athletic departments, student leader tools, and of late, I dusted off my middle school youth presentation called Take the Mic, Voice Over Your Fears to Lead Your Peers. And I guess I could also do that for college kids, but most of the time, a middle school young person doesn't even know what kind of impact they have. And so I like to show that. So I had a great time. Go on and follow AD Podcast and give me your thoughts on it. And just give me your thoughts on it. So speaking of being on podcast, again, was on this show, and then you know they asked me, said, well, if you have some people that you want to share on my podcast. Now, you all know me. I sent him all of my paying clients because membership does have its privileges. So I did that, and I see that they're already communicating, and that is great. But also, Seawall Sports Entertainment asked me the same question, but more specifically, they were looking for women basketball coaches at HBCUs. And I was able to suggest Dawn Thornton of Arkansas Pine Bluff, Serena King Coleman of Fayetteville State University, and Lamont, Coach Lamont from Winston-Salem State University. And their talk was about the rise in awareness, impact of HBCU sports. And they aired live last Saturday, but I do see that the recording is available. And it was three different panels with three different spins on HBCUs. And it was, I want to say, there was three male coaches as well within the three segments. But I feel like they were all football coaches, if I just scare my brain about it. But I was really, really, really proud of these three recommendations that I had. And just shout out, because here's the point. You know, one of the things about advancing is to let people know what your thought process is. Yeah. And I said this on the podcast yesterday, and I say it here. The day of just doing a great job with your head down and have people to notice you are over. Yeah, it's over. You're going to have to learn how to put yourself out there. And social media makes it very easy, especially if you're an introvert. Oh, my God. But even an introvert has to learn how to project themselves. And that's why I'm really glad to support Tammy Wall of Seawall Sports Entertainment. She has a foundation in, and she is offering media training. And you know, I've kind of done that, but not really. Just done it with my clients to say, look, I know you're an introvert. I know you don't like blank, 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 but people got to know who you are. And so this is one of those opportunities that I was like, okay, you can sit in the comfort of your own office, but you will be on the screen and you will have to tell people what is your philosophy. The same reason how I do with the magazine. You have got to be able, I'm going to say, the best thing is have 3 points. You know how you go to church and you can remember what the pastor said because he got 3 points, but if he got more than 3 points, you don't know what he said. So I really encourage you to have your own talking points. But Seawall, which stands for Candy Waller, she is offering her services to student athletes to help them in this media training part. And like I like to say, it's light, camera, action. And she's going to train so we don't have any sorry Miss Jackson moments. So to get on her docket, I think she's launching this in the fall. And it's either, I believe she's either coming to your campus or, which I really think she's doing, is having a virtual course that they can take that she's creating. So for more information, go to info@cwallfoundation.org. Again, cwallfoundation.org to find out how you can partake in this media training for your student athletes. Z Butler is another one of our sponsors and I call her a media partner, and I am so proud of her because she has her second book out, and it's called The Mental State of Sports. And I did get my copy last week, but she did what sparked this title is she did a presentation at Black Student Athlete Summit on this topic, and she did a fantastic job. So I have no doubt the book is going to be fantastic. But, you know, it's interesting. Her first book deals with the identity of student athletes. And it's interesting because there were two pieces of work that I shared with Z this week. I said, you can use this to show that this is not a frivolous topic. This is serious. People are dealing with this. And one of them I noticed was the young lady that got the MVP of the All-Star game. And I can't think of her name right this minute. But she has an article out about when she was in college and how she was suffering so with the pressure of beating a scoring record, and she was taking medication, and she was just miserable. That, hey, I'm here to tell you, I have not had that type of pressure, but I do know about the pressure of not showing any flaws and being a public figure and what type of toll it can have on you. Because, again, if you don't know how to block your negative thoughts, those negative thoughts take over. And you got to be aware of what type of actions you are making based on what conversation is going on in your head. And you can't have a good conversation and a bad conversation at the same time. So you need to learn how to change the channel. But one of the things, again, her fear was what happens after? What happens after I reach this scoring title? Like, this is over, and who's going to know me? And when I'm not playing basketball, what's going to happen to me? Which is about identity, which is what V. Butler talks about. And the second thing that I said she needed to use, and I haven't heard back from her, but I was watching last night. I was binging on my TV show, All American. Love that show. And our star, Spencer, is now on a college campus, and he realizes he is not the best football player on the field. And he doesn't know what to do with himself. He is just lost. Now, this is a young man. It's a fictional character. But, you know, carries the whole Compton, Crenshaw, all of those communities on his back and Beverly Hills. So he really does. And this is a mental condition, you know, believe that he is the hero. And if he's not the hero, who am I? So, yeah, I said, girl, this show, this episode is right for you today to say, I got the solution. And she does. She does. I mean, here's the point. You're giving the young people the tools, step by step, of how to navigate this new landscape of starting all over again after being a star high school person. And it's called 25 Tips for the Next Level Student Athlete, a resource for parents, athletes, administrators, and coaches. And I like it because you can use each tip to have a conversation and to say, you know, hey, what do you think about this? So I'm really, really encouraging everyone to go ahead and get this book so you can have it on campus for your young people as they return. And I have been reading from the 25 tips, but today I'm just going to say you need to go to theballcode.com. It's called theballcode.com, and purchase both books. Okay? One is The Mental State of Sports, and the first one, again, I really believe you need to purchase it in bulk so you can give it to your players and be able to use that along with your policies and procedures, which you do in the fall. Aisha Ford, the author of the book, Success is My Major. Hey, I've been talking about this book for months, months, months. And when I go speak to middle school students, I utilize the book. And I actually use it in my last middle school piece. I used it as prizes for those who stepped up and made their videos. Because here's the point. If you step up, then I know that you are willing and ready to grow. Your soil is ready. And this seed, I believe reads or seeds, is something I want to plant with them, because this young person is not even 30 years old. And she embraces professional and personal development. And she read, she's read the greats, and she mentions them in the book. And, you know, honestly, I think I embrace, I've always been a nerd, you know, wanting to learn, but I don't think I embraced John Maxwell of the world until I was in my, until I was in my 30s. Can you imagine what this young lady, how she is mature enough to deal with the no's and disappointments, and how she loves, she's on a college campus. She's actually on a women's basketball, Division I women's basketball staff, working in recruiting. But, you know, hey, just like Spencer, you know, you gravitate to the person who recruited you, and you got great influence. So this girl is somebody we need to be, like, supporting now. So go out and support by getting your book today, successmajorbook.com, successmajorbook.com. Now, the magazine, the fourth issue of Significance and Athletics in Sports, is live on Amazon. So what you waiting for? You need to get your copy today. I got mine. I always buy one. I can get one faster than I can get the 75 that I purchased as the author's copy. So I bought the book, the magazine, like everybody else, $15.99 on Amazon, like a regular person. And I got my copy yesterday, and I am quite pleased. I changed designers, so my nerves were a little bit on edge, but no, who my husband said, God looked out for you. See how you have faith? And so, hey, now the cover features Dr. Ingrid Wicker-McCree, who is retired athletic director from North Carolina Central. It has Nikita Robbins, Holly Major, Dr. Delise Colsey, Kiana Farmer, Suzette McQueen, Justine Jackson Brownlee, Ayanna Twitty, Arius Thomas, Dr. Sonia Shaw, Ebony Hood, and guess what? We have a Division I basketball coach, and Coach Rich from Temple, who is talking about her winning ways. And it's very interesting because she didn't start out in coaching. So she talks about where, how she was winning in the marketplace, and she brought her on over here to coaching. So get your copy today. You can go to Amazon.com and type in Significance in Athletics and Sports. Or you get it from me to payhip.com/seeds of empowerment. I don't have them in my hand yet because I ordered 75, and I guess they're trying to get print and put it in a box. So I would suggest if you want it, like, immediately, go and get Prime, go ahead and order it from Amazon. And I am accepting contributors to the fifth issue. Yes, look, designer, I told her I was happy with her. I said, what I need to do, they do the fifth one. So she gave me her price, and I set the price so that we can pay her, which is all that you're really paying for it. Not for me. You're paying this for the designer. And so we're ready. And so the fifth issue will come out in March. So this is something that piques your interest. And let me just say this. This is not about telling your story about what we do here on the podcast, your career. We're talking about what's your specialized knowledge. What have you done wherever you've been? You know, what problems have you solved? What becomes your signature? What are you known for? What do people always ask you to do for them? This is what you want people to say about you when you're not in the room. So let's help them with that, okay? So this is something you're interested in. Just inbox me or email me at MoniqueAJSmith@SeasonEmpowerment.info. Okay, again, join the movement and share your specialized knowledge. Email me at MoniqueAJSmith@SeasonEmpowerment.info. And my last commercial is one that I believe in, and don't just take my word for it. The NFL purchased this book for all the participants of the Celebration Bowl in 2019. And believe me, you're really going to need this, especially with this name, image, and likeness, because you're going to need to help these young people hire a team or utilize a team. And again, love the TV show All American, because guess what? They are embracing name, image, and likeness in their show. And it talks about know your values. You know, in the TV show, Spencer has opportunity to partner with a gym, but he didn't have any money. So he just says you can use a gym for free. And then the other one is $10,000 with an energy drink. Now, my whole concern is, like, what is the side effects to energy drinks if you're not moving, you know? And so he wasn't feeling it. He wasn't feeling it, and he after he let his friends encourage him, oh, don't go, don't pass up the money. Well, guess what? We need to help these young people have better friends, if you will. Friends not with benefits, but friends with better education about what is around the corner. And that is tax preparers. That's just as agents looking at contracts. And, you know, my husband and I was talking about, you know, my ability to partner people with brands, which is what I do normally as a leadership strategist. You know, when my clients, I try to make sure that they are out there with their specialized knowledge, with the magazine, with podcasts, and those kind of things. So the NCA considers all those individuals agents. So we need to be able to assist. And what I learned from this book, and I believe in it, Surviving the Lights, a Professional Athlete's Playbook to Avoiding the Curse. The curse is losing money. That's what it is. And even myself, the other day, I looked to see what are the penalties of your 401k. And in today's world, our young people might not even get a 401k. They got to learn how to put their stuff in an IRA. And then what's a Roth IRA? You know, that may be beneficial as well. Who's going to tell them about all this if their parents have never done such? We need to help them. Get your copy today off of Amazon in three different formats, ebook, audio, and paperback. Type in Surviving the Lights, a Professional Athlete's Playbook to Ruin the Curse by Tawana Smith. Well, the time has come to bring my guest up to the mic. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about this conversation. You know, I was thinking about how I introduced this person. And I'm just going to say there's something about, I always like to say, I like to connect. I don't network. I connect with people. Because honestly, when I go to events, I actually have already mapped out who I want to meet. But then there's sometimes you meet someone that you had no idea, and it really blesses you. And so I sat beside this individual at the Black Student Athlete Summit, and I didn't communicate. I really don't know why, because y'all know I love to talk. But we end up going to dinner together with a couple of other women. And I tell you, she was such a blessing, such a blessing. So I'm excited about bringing to a Chatham Garden Anika Edwards, Assistant Athletic Director for Student Career and Leadership Development at Stony Brook. Welcome to the garden, Anika.
Hello, Monique. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes. Did you hear me here? Girl,
you there?
Girl, good. Yes, okay. I am. I said, did you hear your cheers?
Yes, I did. I did. Thank you very much.
I figured you did. I heard your chuckle.
Uh-huh. How
well,
are you,
you
my friend?
Winner. I'm doing well. Excited about talking to you. I do have a couple of questions come in. So I do want to jump on in because I want to get them in. So when they listen to it, they better hear your answer. So tell us your journey from college to your current position.
Wow. Okay. We got time for all that, huh? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. All right. So I attended an HBCU, and of course, I think it's the absolute best HBCU in the land. Alabama A&M University, home of the mighty, mighty Bulldogs. And there I played two sports. I went there to play basketball, and I ended up playing volleyball. And sometimes you just don't know what direction the Lord is going to send you in. You think you're supposed to be moving in one direction, and then he decides, I'm going to throw you a curveball and make you think on your feet and move me in a totally different direction. And so I ended up playing volleyball there, and that was truly a blessing. Made some lifelong friendships, my wonderful Slap of Five sisters. And so after, you know, I majored in math and physics at Alabama A&M, And I have to talk just a little bit about that decision, because it kind of spirals me into where I am right now. You know, the people who mentor you and the people who are a part of your life through your college years, you just don't know how much of an effect they actually have on you 25, 30 years later. Well, my volleyball coach, Coach Austin, made a huge impact in my life. Number one, she told me, because I went to her and I wanted to try out for volleyball, and she said, if you make it through spring training, then I'm going to consider giving you a scholarship. So I worked my tail off, made it through spring training, and the very first impact that she made on me is that here's a woman that a role model, and she is absolutely doing what she said she would do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That to me, that is absolutely important. If you tell somebody something, your word is all you have. And as a college student, we're trying to be molded, you know, we're trying to figure life out. And it's important that we come across people who are who they say they are. You know, it's so many fake people around here who either want to use you, especially if you're an athlete, who say one thing about you and only care about you as being an athlete, and they're not true to who they are, you know. And she said this, and I did what I thought I was supposed to do, and she held to what she said. So she ended up giving me a scholarship. And so in between that time, I was tutoring a lot of other athletes in mathematics. You know, they needed some help. And so my major was actually psychology. So here I am tutoring other basketball players, male basketball player. It didn't matter to me. Whoever needed help, I helped them. And she came to me one day and she said, "Arnika, why are you not majoring in mathematics?" And it just never even occurred to me that I should be majoring in mathematics. And I was like, "Well, you know, you got a good point. You know, let me look into that." Well, there it is, you know. So I ended up majoring in mathematics and had to choose a minor that I thought could actually propel me into making a little bit of money also. And so I enjoyed physics, so I ended up minoring in physics as well. So that's just a brief little story about my college years and the type of impact that she had on me to become who I am today and how I'm able mm-hmm. to live up to what she expected from me, what I expected from her, and how I'm able to portray that or give that to our student athletes now. So I'm going to move a little bit faster. So from college, okay, so from college I went on, I actually did an internship going into my senior year with Department of Defense. I actually worked at NSA at Fort Meade, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And I was a crypt analyst. And a lot of people don't know what that is. But a crypt analyst is basically, I would look at a computer screen, and most people would see just a bunch of letters going by. And most people, to the normal eye, just that's exactly what they see. But I was trained to actually be able to decipher letters and form words and code. Mm-hmm. So that was very interesting because now most computers do it, but back in the day, the whole purpose of that was for us to be able to hear. It was chatter. It was radio mm-hmm. chatter from might be Russia, from a lot of other places. And, mm-hmm. you know, so we were taking this information and it was coming across the screen and we were trained, our eye was trained to be able to identify these different codes. So I did that actually for summer. I had a full clearance, a security clearance to do it. And for years, I never told anybody what I was doing. And because it's so different now, I mean, I got debriefed and all that kind of stuff, so I can talk about it. But I thought that I would be working as either a crypt analyst or some type of research analyst in the field of mathematics. So I was trying to work in the defense for the Department of Defense. So I was actually hired. Well, in the hiring process, once I graduated, to work for a company in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And at the same time where I'm going through the process of getting hired, George Bush Sr. cut the defense program. Everybody was amicable, everybody was getting along, all the different countries was getting along. So they was like, no reason to have these people work, you know, no, we don't really need defense that much right now. So they cut the defense program back, and that affected my job. So I had to find a job at the time. And so I was working several jobs. I was working as a waitress. I was working at a credit union. I was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And one of my great mentors who I went to church with, and as long as God is always in your life, he always going to put you in front of people or next to people that's going to take care of you, whether you're ready mm-hmm. for it or not. And so her name is Sharon Bowden, and she was working some summer stuff with my husband at the time. And so she was also a counselor at a high school. And she knew that I majored in mathematics and they needed a math teacher. So I had no experience in teaching besides grading papers for my aunt when mm-hmm. I was younger. Because I come from a long line of family that were educators. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of trying to stay away from that also. But
I understand.
you know, know, and so I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to teach, but I was looking for a job, and I was like, okay, I'll try it. So I didn't even have a teaching certificate, and so she told me they needed a math teacher, so she connected me with the principal on a Friday, and I met with the principal. He interviewed me, and he said, okay, I want you to meet with our superintendent. I met with the superintendent on Saturday morning, and I started work on Monday with no experience teaching at all, you know. So my path through that, and of course, when you want to teach and you want a job, you go kind of commit to all kind of things. And, you know, so they ask you, yeah, okay, that's good. We need you as a teacher, but you're in sports, so can you coach also? And I was like, well, I've never done that before either, but, you know, let's give it a try. Is that going to give me a little bit more money? You know, and so we did that. Of course, it doesn't give you much more money, but so I ended up doing that. I ended up teaching mathematics and physics, and they asked me to coach, so I ended up being the middle school basketball coach, girls basketball coach, and the assistant high school coach. And I was also the assistant volleyball coach, too. So I ended up eventually in my 15 years teaching, coaching. I ended up being the head girls basketball coach, very prominent in the state of Alabama, went to Final Four several years, had a lot of student athletes that graduated and received scholarships that had never been done at this school system. And I actually have I've had two that were in the WNBA, one of them who is still playing right now. And her name is Dewana Bonner, and she plays for Connecticut Sun. I coached her in high school. And so throughout the years of my coaching, I got a little burned out because I was also athletic director and teaching and coaching and whatever else that they needed me to do. And so I was ready to move on. I felt like it was time to move on into the collegiate arena. And I really wanted to become an AD because I fell in love with being an AD, not just helping my women's basketball players, but I really looked forward to the opportunity to help all student athletes. So, so then I heard you talk about networking and connecting and making, you know, the difference between the two. I'm not a great networker, I'll be honest. I'm a girl that grew up in Detroit, and, you know, we can be a little standoffish. We don't, so that's a little difficult for me. And but I do like to make connections just like you do. So I decided that I wanted to try to move into the collegiate arena, and I went back and started talking to a lot of people who I made connections with who were recruiting a lot of my players. And I connected with Mel Fortner, who just got hired at Auburn and was actually recruiting Dewana, who was the number one girls basketball player in the state of Alabama at the time. And so I told Mel what my intentions were. And from years of being an educator and years of professional development, one thing that I remembered and learned throughout the whole 15 years that I was involved in it is to be intentional about what you want. Put yourself in a position that is going to always help you. You know, that you may be helping other people, but you also have to be able to help yourself. So I was very intentional about what I wanted and who I needed to connect with and who I thought could help me. So Mel felt like I would be a good fit for her program, and she ended up hiring me at Auburn University. So I was at Auburn for 5 years, and I was on the operations side, administration side, kind of hand in hand. I handled most of their external relations. And So when I say external relations, my job initially, as she made it very clear, is we need to grow attendance. I need butts in the seats. And that was my main focus, and which was right up my alley because I'm a connector. I love community outreach. I'm a servant leader. And this gave me the opportunity to build a relationship within the community and to also show what our product is. You know, as when you're on a collegiate level, if you look at it from a business perspective, our student athletes, they're our product, you know, and the reward that they receive that is not monetary is for people to come see them perform. And all this hard work that they have put into over the years, they actually get to show it, you know, get to show off their skills. And that, I mean, realistically, what are we here for? You know, what are we doing? And the whole point of it is you work hard every single day because you want people to see you. You want people to see what you're doing. You know, you want people to see the fruits of your labor. And
so after Alabama, you did what?
So after I went from Auburn, I went to Dayton because Nell decided to retire, and I went to Dayton as the director of operations there, which is more of the internal side of it. And then I got hired here at Stony Brook for the same type of position with women's basketball, and I was just recently promoted to the student career and leadership development.
And going with the theme of you position yourself, how did you switch over from basketball to this new role?
It wasn't anything that I really did intentionally. The stars kind of aligned. I've been in the business long enough to know what's impressive is professionalism and just to be who you are. And that's pretty much all that I did. Now, when I first came here, I met with our SWA, because I told her, I'm coming in for women's basketball operations, but I really want to be in administration. So, I mean, I was intentional from that aspect.
Right.
Definitely. I voiced exactly what I wanted, you know, and they kept that in mind. And not everybody does that. So, I mean, I think that was super important that in the back of their mind as they watched me and understood, you know, maturity is super important. But, you know, figured out what my needs were, what their needs were, and like I said, the stars aligned.
That's powerful because you made your intentions known, but you did your job well, and then that's how you got what you wanted. That's the part people kind of miss out. You know, I'll do this, but I want this, and you're not even doing what you've been asked to do first.
Right, exactly. Very good point.
Well, I got to pay some bills, but when we come back, I got some questions for you, I think.
Okay? Okay, cool.
All right.
All right.
Hi, I'm Savonia DeBros, the protector of athletes. Can you believe that we're almost at the one-year mark of name, image, and likeness? As a business and sports attorney, I help athletes, entrepreneurs, and business owners gain clarity on their NIL by understanding what it is and what it isn't, how to monetize it, and how to boost protection through contracts and federal registration. Want to learn more? Join me for the first annual NIL Combine event on July 29th and 30th and learn from industry experts that will help you reimagine and think differently about your NIL. RSVP today while space lasts at athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL Combine.
Hi, my name is Candy Waller, and I'm the president of the Seawall Foundation.
a 501c3 nonprofit organization established to enhance the transferable skills of student athletes. We are currently launching a media training course to prepare student athletes to effectively engage with the press and the public. To learn more, email us at info@seawallfoundation.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
What's good, family? My name is Aisha Ford, former student athlete and author of the book Success is My Major. Now, when I was a student athlete, I went on a mission to maximize my college experience and prepare for the real world by studying successful people. And I lay out everything that I learned in my new book, Success is My Major. Everything from leadership development, character development, understanding how to transfer the skills that I learned on the court, and how to use those in the real world. If you would like to learn more about the book, please visit successmajorbook.com or email me at aisha@successismymajor.com.
Did you know that athletic identity is one of the top three struggles athletes experience, especially in terms of their talent? My name is Zedrilyn Butler, and I am a former Division I, NJCAA, and NCAA women's basketball player. My book, 25 Tips for the Next Level Student Athlete, is a great resource for parents, coaches, and supporters to equip their college athletes. Pick up your copy at www.payhip.com/theballcode. Together, we can beat athletic identity.
This is Alva Champion Amaker of ANA Athletic Consulting and Vigilant Safety Training Center. My investment to become a member of the Advanced Academy is one of the best decisions I've made in my business and personal growth journey. Working with Monique has provided the network to connect and collaborate with some phenomenal women and leaders, exposed me to literature for growth, and opportunities to share my skill sets and knowledge. Her candid approach in the one-on-one sessions make me more accountable for taking the necessary steps toward my advanced success. Thank you, Monique, and I appreciate you.
Why do colleges support student athletes pursuing every profession except professional sports? Why are they treated as just students when they're athletes, knowing that they need help surviving the lights? I'm Tawana Smith, and as a former Division I and pro athlete and now best-selling author, I've created a transition system specifically for student athletes called Surviving the Lights. For more information, visit www.survivingthelights.com to learn how we can change the game together.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Monique A.J. Smith, with Significance Blooms in Athletics and Sports. So, Anika, first question. Shay Collins, a longtime high school AD in Virginia, holds several leadership roles in Virginia High School AD Association. Her question is, what's the best way to get in collegiate athletic administration as a leader or director from the high school level?
Like I said before, hey, Shay, thanks for the question. Like I said before, all the connections that you've made and the connections that you've made throughout your years where you are on the high school level, you got to reach back out to those people. You got to stay in touch with them and get in touch with them and be very intentional about what you want. You know, the conversation is, listen, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to move ahead, and this is exactly what I want to do. And be very specific about what it is that you want to do and ask them directly, can you help me or can you give me direction as to, you know, how I should go about doing this? You got to have those kind of conversations with them. And if they can't help you, maybe they can find someone else. You know how the world of athletics is. They're gonna know somebody who knows somebody. But you got to mm-hmm. be patient. And you have to be very intentional about what you want.
Okay. Evan Norman, a former collegiate on-campus football recruiter, She says she admires your journey from high school AD to college athletics. What are some skills or knowledge you learn along your journey that you're able to use in your current position?
Wow. Thanks, Evan. Hello. That's one of my former players.
Okay.
That's one of my former high school players, actually. Evan, well, along the way, and Evan knows me as being, I was really a hard coach. So what I've learned is to accept growth and be willing to make changes that can help propel me. I've learned how to be able to accept the differences and the similarities in people and understand how we can help each other along the way. And you have to be flexible more than anything. Mm-hmm. You have to be flexible not only in the positions that you are in, but you have to be flexible with the different type of people that you meet, you know, and understand that you can't just be focused. I'm the only one talking to these type of people, or these are the only people that can help me. It's people in all types of different positions that can truly help you and make a difference, you know. And you have to be very vigilant about and consistent with who you are. Thanks,
Evan. I'll ask this question from the perspective of not what you did, but what do you tell your student athletes who want to be in the athletic industry? This question comes from Catherine Goodwin, a senior career success professional from Waco, Texas.
Okay, I'm sorry. Repeat the question one more time for me, real quick.
Wants to know, how does someone break into the athletic industry? So I'm saying, what would you, not necessarily how you did it, but what do you tell your young people who want to do that?
Not everybody knows what they want, but you got to have an idea. You got to have direction. And sometimes the direction and the path change. But you got to start somewhere. So, I guess my ongoing theme is, you know, of course, to make those connections. And you got to be willing to expand. You got to be willing to do some of the things you don't really like to do, that you don't think you like to do, but you got to be willing to try different things, you know, and all that's going to do is expand your wealth of knowledge, you know, so that way you can be prepared in any direction that you're going in.
Well, dear, I have loved hearing your journey and hearing about your students who have followed you and where they are. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you so much, Monique. We got to go back to Houston and get us, some soul food.
A girl? was that not good? But I enjoy the fellowship even more. You know what I mean? Because
that's
filled
right.
My soul for real, you know?
Thank
Looking
you so
forward
much.
To having more such things in whatever city we happen to be in.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for considering me. And thank you all for the questions and your support.
Absolutely. And thank you, Jamla Harrison of Refined Solutions, for serving as our engineer in my eyes and ears. Join us next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for show guests and podcast follow-up. Join our Facebook group, A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith, and have a significant rest of the day.